in all sorts of ways. He was the greatest person ever to have lived. Whether it's Edison's light bulb, Marie Curie's penicillin, Mandela's social justice, or Fernando Duarte's what? Do we know what he did? Something particularly amazing that I love dearly, Fernando Duarte. Probably most of you have sampled this. Nando's. He was inventor of Nando's. If you put Jesus alongside any of them, he has achieved more in every way. If you put him alongside charities, most charities will try and help you out for the time that you have on earth, of which in England, an average is about 82 years. But Jesus is more impressive than any of them. He lived a perfect life, never doing anything wrong. He taught wisdom beyond anyone else on forgiveness and love, on right relationships. In fact, his teaching was so amazing that our society is based on it, and so are so many other societies around the world. His love was incredible. He looked down from even on the cross and forgave the people who crucified him. And I just can't imagine that sort of love. He has also affected more people than have been affected by anyone else. At the moment, there are about 2.2 billion Christians in the world. And that number is growing steadily every year in pretty much every continent except ours, which is a bit odd. But year on year, throughout the world, that number's growing. And if you do the maths and you think over 2,000 years, how many people have turned to Jesus and said, "You are the one who's going to make the difference in my life"? That's enormous. But throughout those 2,000 years, the church has kind of focused on two lives, in a sense. One is the life on earth that we have. And so the church at times has said, Jesus will change your life here and now. And if you talk to a Christian, which you're most encouraged to do, they will tell you about the ways that Jesus has changed their life. But certainly when I studied philosophy and history and so on, people like Karl Marx said, well, religion seems to prevent people changing the world. It seems to mean they're not really doing much about it. And part of that was because he looked at the way the church had focused on the life to come, on eternal life, and said, well, maybe that means they don't really bother to do much about here and now. But of course, Jesus promises to change both. He promised that our lives here will be better because of him, because of turning to him, that he will bring us peace, that he will bring us purpose, that he will bring us joy, that he will bring us forgiveness, that he will walk with us. And he promises also in the life to come, eternal life, life with God, because of the peace that he achieved for us. He is the most amazing person that ever lived. And Jesus, of course, today we remember that he wasn't just a baby. He came as a baby, but he journeyed throughout his life. Isaiah says this, that he wasn't just a baby, but he was and is a wonderful counselor, someone who will help us with advice throughout our life as we pray, someone who brings us peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Everlasting Father. My own father is about 5'6". It's a very odd thing, me being 6'3". But there was a time in my life when I thought, I think life's got a bit too complicated. I'm not sure he can really help me out that much in life. But God is the Father that we never outgrow. He is the Father for our whole lives, the everlasting Father that each of us need. Isaiah also says that he is mighty God. He came as a baby, but he is mighty God, come to earth as a baby, but with heavenly glory. And that's how he's going to come back to us when one day he comes back. And so today, as we remember the beginning of his life on earth, how he was born into a family home in a stable, how he was born so that we could know God and the blockages of the stuff that we did wrong could be removed and we could know his love, perhaps we'll remember also that he is the God who brings light to our lives, who is the most amazing person who ever lived and wants to know each of us. I'll finish with our Bible reading. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the lineage of David. He went there to be registered with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. And she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.